Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A car has been driven into a crowd of shoppers at a Christmas market in the German city of Magdeburg. Footage from the scene shows a vehicle hurtling at high speed along a narrow alley between Christmas market stalls, knocking over many people. Local officials say they suspect it was a deliberate attack. From Berlin, here's Damien McGuinness.
According to the region's minister-president, Rainer Hasselhoff, two people have died in what officials describe as an attack after a man drove a hired car into crowds at a Christmas market in Magdeburg. The suspect, who has been arrested by police, is thought to have been a doctor from Saudi Arabia who has been living in the region for many years. It's not clear what his motive was, and the man has no known links to Islamist extremism. In 2016, an Islamist extremist drove a lorry into a Christmas market in Berlin, killing 12 people.
The state premier, Rainer Hasselhoff, has told reporters that the suspect, who'd been arrested, appeared to be a lone attacker. He said there was not thought to be any further danger to Magdeburg, but officials urged people to leave the city centre. The Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, said his thoughts were with the victims and their families. The US House of Representatives has passed a bill to fund the government for 3 months and avoid a shutdown. After 2 days of political brinkmanship and two failed votes, the measure was passed only hours before a midnight deadline. Anthony Zerker is in Washington.
The interesting thing about this, Democrats, they held back at the beginning of the vote to see how the Republicans would vote and maybe to put some of the Republicans on the spot. But then they all came in and unanimously, everyone who was voting as a Democrat voted in favor of this. And 34 Republicans still, despite all of this, despite the pressure from Donald Trump, despite the fact that this would trigger a shutdown if this went down, 34 Republicans voted no. It was a high bar because of the way this vote was brought to the floor. It needed a two-thirds majority, but it cleared that comfortably.
A French court has convicted 8 people for their part in helping the Islamist killer of a schoolteacher, Samuel Paty, 4 years ago. They were sentenced to up to 16 years in jail. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
In the absence of the killer, who was shot dead by police at the scene, this trial was of people who, it was claimed, provided him with support, moral or material. Among these are Brahim Schneina, the father of a schoolgirl whose lies about Paty's freedom of speech class triggered the dreadful chain of events. Schneina started an online campaign against the teacher and enlisted the help of a radical Islamic activist, Abdul Hakim Sefriwi, who was also now being convicted. Two friends of the killer who were with him when he bought weapons were also found guilty, as were 4 people with whom he shared messages on a radical chat line.
Hugh Schofield reporting from Paris. This is Moira Alderson with the latest world news from the BBC. A senior US diplomat has described Syria's new Islamist ruler as pragmatic and expressed hope for a sovereign Syria that respects the right of all of its citizens. Barbara Leaf, the US Assistant Secretary of State, praised the first talks between US officials and Ahmed al-Sharaa, the HDS leader who overthrew President Assad 2 weeks ago. An international human rights court has condemned El Salvador for preventing a young woman from having an abortion, even though her life was at risk and the fetus could not survive. The Central American country has one of the harshest anti-abortion laws in the world, with terminations banned in all circumstances. Kat Wiener reports.
The Inter-American Court of Human Rights ordered the Salvadorian government to pay compensation for what it called obstetric violence. It was the first such case to come before the court. In 2013, a woman identified only as Beatriz appealed for a termination on medical grounds. The 22-year-old was suffering from lupus and renal failure, and her fetus was unviable. El Salvador's constitutional court rejected her appeal in a country where abortion can be punished by up to 8 years in prison. Groups campaigning for women's reproductive rights in the region have welcomed the ruling. Beatriz herself died following a car accident in 2017.
The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has reshuffled a third of his cabinet following the surprise resignation of his Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister earlier this week. Chrystia Freeland stepped down after disagreements with Mr. Trudeau over how to handle threats of tariffs from the incoming US President, Donald Trump. Germany's largest union and the carmaker Volkswagen say they've reached a cost-cutting agreement that will avoid the first ever car plant closures on German soil. Volkswagen bosses said they had agreed with unions to cut more than 35,000 jobs at the manufacturer's German sites by 2030, saving more than $15 billion. BBC News.